This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz. Welcome back to BirdieCast. I'm Maya.
And this is Leslie.
And this week we are in Albany, New York, and yep. We have Matt Clark with us here, who was, he appeared on a previous episode, and he has been promoted, or I guess it's a promotion, right?
Yeah, it's a career step up,
yeah.
I guess.
Nice.
You could describe
so he's
it.
Still within in the Symetra Tour staff, but he now is the TBA, which is the Tournament Business Affairs, so he does more kind of, I guess, behind the scenes of, like, sponsors and stuff like that. So, yeah. So we thought it would be kind of interesting to have you on because we had you on and you were outside ops and you did a lot of the setting up and on-site and really kind of the manual labor side of the tour. And now you're more kind of, I guess, office work and do really not anything with the setup. So
yeah, it's a lot more, you know, preparation for the tournament, where like previously in the operations job, my work for that tournament would begin when I show up on site that week, whereas now I'm got a handful of tournaments instead of it being at every tournament, where I'm kind of working, you know, months, weeks in advance on those tournaments to make sure that when tournament time comes that they're prepared, ready for your arrival, ready for our staff arrival, ready for volunteers and everything else that goes into running the tournament.
So what do you do then? Do you help with, like, picking the golf course for an event, finding sponsors, any of that side of things?
Yeah, not so much yet. I think I'll progress into that, hopefully. But, so just for example, like the Sky Eye Golf Championship this year, our first tournament of the year is a brand new tournament. So that was one that I worked on, but I wasn't really involved in the picking of the golf course or the bringing on the sponsor. Like, that was kind of already done by the time I came in.
Yeah.
So my role is more just being a liaison between those tournaments and golf courses and sponsors and the tour.
Okay.
It's kind of what my role is more about.
Gotcha. So just pleasing people, making sure
pretty
everybody's
much, yeah.
happy.
Yeah, shaking hands and kissing babies. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Nice. So then do you do like pro-am setup and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I do a lot more work with the pro-am than I did before, obviously. So I deal a lot with, you know, the sponsors and their picking of players and who they want to play with, and then we got to include, you know, a certain amount of people from the money list. So it's kind of collecting all those names and then take that, and they'll communicate that to you guys that, hey, Leslie, you're assigned to the pro-am on Wednesday 1:00 and Maya, you're on Thursday at 8 a.m. or whatever the case is.
Gotcha. So once the tournament starts, you really don't, then you're on to the next event, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. It depends. So if it's an owned event, so like the LPGA Symetra, like we own some of the tournaments, and some of them are kind of, you know, just an independent, you know, company or business or tournament director owns them. So the ones that we own, there's a lot more work that goes into as far as, you know, everything from selling the pro-am teams to recruiting volunteers to, you know, fulfilling the, you know, the pro-am hospitality, the meals, the gifting.
So what's the difference then between tournaments that are owned by the tour versus tournaments that aren't?
So like if you think of Symetra Classic, right? So Symetra Classic is one of our owned events. So that's one that I worked on previously this year. So like the title sponsor of that is Symetra, right? And part of their tour-wide sponsorship is it includes like two title sponsorships of tournaments. So Symetra Classic is really like we have that relationship with the sponsor, right? So now we create a relationship with the golf course, right? River Run Country Club this year, where previously it's been at Raintree in the Charlotte area, and it was in Atlanta for 1 year.
Right.
So for those, I mean, we're the ones setting up the gifting experience for the pro-am players and the pro-am dinners and lunches and player dining and, you know, all that stuff, like recruiting volunteers, recruiting people to be a volunteer chair.
So that's on you guys, but then if it's a sponsor that's like the Sky Eye Golf, they do that stuff.
Yes. exactly.
Oh, okay. So, so those are a lot easier for you guys then.
Yeah, there's a lot more work that goes into, I mean, you picture like last week in Rochester, right? Like Mike Badala and his team that does everything that they do for that event, for our own events. I mean, we're the ones that does that stuff as far as setting up the housing and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. That makes sense. So then what's the next kind of step in being a team, like a tournament business affairs?
I think the biggest challenge for me is like the sales aspect of it, just because I don't have a ton of experience in that.
New tournaments?
Yeah, new sponsors. I mean, even like all the way down to like pro-am teams and stuff like that for our own events. That's really where like my sales efforts would be focused, right? Where it's like that's probably the biggest challenge for me because I didn't have a ton of sales experience in that. You know, I have a ton of golf operations experience where that helps a lot in communicating stuff to our non-owned events, right? Like I know what works, what doesn't work, what'll be a good addition, what would be a failure if they try to do something. You know, sometimes you gotta be the person that's the one setting expectations for the tournaments and what they can and can't do.
So I guess a lot of players have asked me this. What where does the money go that the pro-am players pay for their group?
So like CDPHP, whatever. Say they buy a pro-am team for $2,000. Where does that money go? Is what you're asking? That goes to the profit and loss of the tournament. So if basically the tournament here, so they put up a purse of $125,000, right? So that money goes to you guys, $125,000, no matter what they raise in sponsorship and whatever they have in operational costs. So anything that they raise in pro-am goes to cover, it can go to cover the purse, cover their operational costs, it can go to the excess that's given to charity. So in this case, this week, the CDPHP Foundation is the benefiting charity.
Oh,
so there's the money that's above their, that covers their purse and covers their operational costs, and they give it to the charity this week.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, that makes sense. So I guess moving forward then, you'll have some say in, like, getting title sponsors and picking courses. Do you know anything about how they do that?
It depends. You know, sometimes we'll have people that reach out to the tour and say, hey, we want to host a tournament, and it's the golf course that's reaching out, and it's like, okay, well, now you need to find a
main
person that's going to put up $200,000 for the purse. It's one thing to have the golf course that's really into it. The second part is finding the purse. Or, you know, sometimes you'll have somebody that's interested and they don't have a golf course, you know? So it's kind of like a two-part deal, but, I mean, most importantly, you need someone that's going to put up the tournament purse. Can't have a tournament without that.
Right. No, that makes sense.
You can always rent a golf course for a couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, you can always find there's plenty of golf courses. There's a lot more golf courses than there are companies and people willing to put up $200,000 for a tournament.
Yeah. True.
So do you have, like, a sales pitch for new sponsors? Like, do you ever, like, make cold calls?
Just an elevator pitch?
Did a little bit with Charlotte. So with Charlotte, we have, like, a local tournament director there also who's kind of more, his role is more that sales.
Okay.
That on-the-ground sales force there because he's, you know, there and can go meet with businesses.
So I
did a site visit there in, I think January, and we went and met with, Visit Lake Norman, who is our Caddy Bib sponsor this year, and they helped us set up the hotel room block for the players and for our staff and stuff like that. So that's where I don't have the ton of experience, I gotta say, and so that's probably my biggest challenge in this job is learning that process. And it's definitely given me a totally new perspective on the tour. I mean, it's, you know, you see, like, every week you kind of see the same thing and you're doing the same job week after week, you know, putting signs in the ground and putting leaderboards in the ground, and you don't see what all goes into putting on the pro-am and all the work leading up to it and setting up the food for the lunch before and dinner afterwards and the logistics of planning the pro-am party and stuff like that. So that's given me a totally new perspective on what all goes into it and the amount of work that leads up to it.
What's like a typical like work schedule, I guess, leading up to a tournament? Like, is there like a blueprint that you follow?
So like the week before a tournament, so if I go, I was in Rochester last week, obviously with you guys. So if I go back 2 weeks ago, like a week before Rochester, there's a lot of dealing with, you know, when things are going to happen, so that when it comes time for those things on the schedule to happen, it's not a complete mess and it looks like it's organized. And so a lot of that is dealing with, you know, setting up stuff for the pro-am and, you know, getting all the names gathered, and the field finalizes the week before, so sometimes you don't even know who
who all's in,
and, you know, you can't get too ahead of yourself on the pro-am, because you could have somebody, you know, number 12 on the money list could sign up, you know, on Wednesday before the tournament, and then you have to put them into the pro-am immediately, so.
Yeah, stressful, but it makes things run smoothly, so.
That's the plan. Yeah, that's the plan. That's the idea.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you're doing great from what what we see.
I try. Appreciate that.
So, yeah, I guess sounds like a good transition for you then.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's definitely just a different, it's been like a lifestyle change more than anything, going from being on the road for, you know, 6-7 months in a row. Like literally, like I was telling Leslie before we came on, like I listened to our podcast from last time I was on. I was talking about how I didn't have a house, didn't have a car. It's like, now I have to have those things.
Yep.
So it's like a totally different...
Now you have a house, and now you have a car.
Yeah, it's a wild lifestyle change more than anything.
Wow.
Settling down.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's weird.
Yeah.
That's been the biggest change. I mean, not... Like, the job is, like, wildly challenging or different. You know, I was, like, obviously very familiar with the Symetra Tour.
Right.
Being on the operations team for 3 years, so it's just... That's been the biggest change is living in Daytona and... I come out on the road for a week or 2 weeks at a time instead of 20.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I like it, yeah. I think I enjoy the tournaments more now than I did before. Probably because I'm not, like, I get to enjoy them instead of, you know, working and sleeping. And,
yeah,
exactly. I think I do miss the road a little bit, but overall it's been good.
Yeah.
Nice. It's all furnished, your house?
It came furnished, yeah.
It came furnished.
It was actually, so it's where I was living before, kind of temporarily, and now I'm
You're more committed.
Now, yeah. I got a Florida driver's license now.
Wow.
Florida license plates, yeah, it's huge.
Nice. Cool.
Well,
cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Sounds like it is a good step forward.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Nice. Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on,
thanks
man.
Thanks for coming on, yep.
Thanks for having me.
And
good luck this week.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to BirdieCast.